Blog Talk Radio.
Just about ready to move into the month of October, and at St. Vitus High School, that means we've got more and more events happening. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell, and on this edition of A Lion for Life podcast, we will turn our attention for the first time this year to the Fine Arts Department. Now, normally, this is the area in which, or the time of year in which a lot of things are happening in that area. With COVID, there's some changes, but nonetheless, certain groups are moving forward and still going to do some performances for us. We're excited about that. And joining us today for the first time is our new theater instructor, Megan Gray. We're going to learn a lot about her and what production she has coming up. So, Megan, good morning, and thank you for taking some time to join me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Really looking forward to hearing about the production you have coming up and what you've done to make it a reality. But let's get acquainted with you first. Give us a little information on your background.
Yeah, for sure. I studied theater at Indiana University, and then after that, I did a directing apprenticeship out in San Francisco at a theater called Magic Theater, where they primarily focus on new works, and that was really exciting. But I'm a Midwestern gal. I'm from the Milwaukee area, so Chicago was always in the future for me, calling me home. The Chicago theater scene is absolutely incredible, and since moving to the city 3 years ago, I've just been extremely fortunate to work at so many different theater companies in the area as a stage manager and as an assistant director, and doing some theater education through after-school programs and such. But this spring, everything obviously shut down due to COVID and stuff, so I had to switch gears a little bit. And a St. Viator alumni and former educator, former choir teacher, Joe Giovanetti, is a dear friend of mine who also went to Indiana University. And he reached out to me and said, hey, they're looking for a theater teacher over at St. Viator. And I got that application in as soon as I could. And here I am now.
Well, that's great, and I know the school's very excited to have you. Tell me about that transition, though, to going into, you know, education on a regular basis and in this environment. How have things gone these first 6 weeks or so for you?
Totally. It's very strange. I mean, it's been great. The nice thing about St. Vitus is just that the community is so wonderful. Everyone is so welcoming. And just always trying to make sure that I'm situated and have everything that I need. It's been so wonderful. It's just the circumstances are just strange. I just keep saying, like, if doing theater were safe, I wouldn't necessarily be here. But here we are doing theater still during COVID. So it's been a very interesting transition. But it's the people and the students that have made it all totally worthwhile.
Well, it certainly is an interesting time, and you know, we should focus on that a little bit because you've accomplished quite a bit already. But let's talk about this first production you're doing, the fall play, Girls in the Boat. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Girls in the Boat. It is a play by also a Milwaukee playwright named Alice Austin. I saw it a few years ago at a youth theater up in the Milwaukee area. I saw the world premiere of it, and I just thought it was so cool. I was so taken with the piece. They did the cast with all female actors. We do have two male students in the cast as well, but I just thought it was so neat to see that many strong female characters on stage with such rich backstories and distinct characterizations, and it's just neat. Yeah, coming into a school not knowing any of the students, it felt like maybe a stereotype, but it felt like a safe bet to pick a show that had a lot more female characters than male characters. So coming in without knowing the students, that was the guess I made, and it turned out right. We had a lot of female students audition, and so I was really grateful to be able to cast so many of them in our show.
And is this a historical perspective? Is it a narrative, something fictional? Can you tell us a little bit about the story itself?
Yeah, it's very historical. It's cool. It chronicles the history of women's rowing is what it's about, which is something I didn't know anything about before I saw it. But it talks about how men's Olympic rowing was always a thing, and then the women and their fight to be at the Olympics and stuff, and just how much of a team sport it is, how collaborative it is. And they talk, there's a big scene based on a protest that happened at Yale in the 70s where the women's rowing team didn't have a boathouse. And so there was a big dramatic protest where they went to the dean's office and had Title IX written all over their bodies and stuff like that. So that's one of the big historical moments that is mirrored in our play as well. But it's not just all history. I think it's very funny. I think the characters each definitely have their own distinct story, some of them historical, some fictionalized for our play. And yeah, I think it's just a really neat text for the girls and the students to get to dive into.
Now, how big is the cast?
There are only 11 students in the cast, but we also have 3 understudies. I know the school normally does double casting and stuff, but I really wanted to keep the group as intimate as possible. So our understudies really have quite the task. Each of them is understudying several roles. So they're working really hard and they're doing a great job.
Well, obviously a lot of challenges for you in trying to not only be a, you know, establish yourself at a new school, but you're doing it under this COVID environment. Tell me how that has impacted the rehearsal process or all the other things that you've had to do to put a show up right now.
Yeah. Our rehearsal process, we just have to be very conscious, very aware. Theater kids tend to really wear their heart on their sleeves and just have a lot of emotions and feelings, and they just want to hug each other all day and stuff. And it's just, we just have to be really aware of that and really conscious of that. All of our rehearsals and the performance itself is outside, just to give us as much clean air as possible and space. The students are still masked during the show, so they've really had to work on their projection, making sure they're loud enough for the audience to hear past the masks. Just taking a lot of different things into consideration to make sure that both our actors, audience, and crew are as safe as possible.
And how have the kids adapted? They seem to be doing very well in school in general. I assume that the opportunity to be a part of the show is something that wasn't going to stop them, and they're just adapting to the masks and all the other protocols.
Definitely. They just want opportunities. They want to be able to do things that feel normal, and this is what would be normal for these students, and so we're trying to make that happen any way possible, and so they're being flexible as well.
We're getting acquainted today with Megan Gray in the Fine Arts Department at St. Vider. Girls in the Boat is the fall production that's going to go up first week in October, and it's been quite an accomplishment to get to this point, and we're certainly excited to learn more about Megan and see some of her work throughout the school year. But with the fall play, a lot of changes, a lot of different things. And Megan, you mentioned the fact that the rehearsals and play are going to take place outside. How is that going to work?
Yeah, we are in the back parking lot of St. Vider, which is actually where I'm sitting right now. So you might hear some cars driving by and stuff. But that's where our set and where our play is going to be. I didn't want to spend a whole ton of money on a big theatrical set just because in case the school had to shut down for any reasons and stuff, I didn't want us to put a bunch of money into it and stuff. And the show is one of those plays that takes place, like I said, it's very historical, so it takes place across time and space, and so you wouldn't want like a real set anyway. You'd want something that is more adaptable, and so we're actually just using 2 sets of bleachers from out on the soccer field as our entire set. Our crew has been extremely creative, and they've come up with a rowing mechanism for the girls to row on top of the bleachers, and it's very cool. It turned out really, really nicely. But yeah, we've just got these bleachers set up out back, and audience members are seats are provided, but the seats are going to be already set up 6 feet apart. Audience members will be masked as well as the actors and crew, and audience members' temperatures will be taken upon arrival, things like that. Just like day-to-day school at St. Vider, we're being as safe as we can be.
Yeah, and we certainly want to encourage those who attend to honor, you know, all the things that the faculty, staff, and students have done, and it'll be tempting for those in attendance to want to gather and talk before or after shows, but let's honor the social distancing and not gather together. But With even with the seats spread out, you've got a limited number of tickets available, and my understanding is that you've sold them all out already. Is that what we're hearing right now?
Yeah, we're only having 50 seats per performance just because of COVID restrictions. That's the capacity for audience gatherings right now. And we've already sold out, which is very exciting. The students are really excited. We just feel bad that not everyone's going to be able to see it live, but we are live streaming one of our performances on St. Viator's Facebook page, which is very exciting. So that'll be our Sunday performance at 7 p.m. is what we're planning on.
Yeah, and that. So for people who aren't familiar with that, simply you don't have to be a Facebook user. Go to Facebook, find St. Viator, the homepage, and was it 7 p.m. on Sunday? They'll be able to watch the performance?
Yes, Sunday the 4th at 7 p.m.
Okay. And give me a quick rundown on the production schedule itself. When is opening night?
Yeah, opening night is this Thursday. It's creeping up fast. Every performance is at 7 p.m. Because we are really, being outdoors, we are at the whim of the sun. So when the sun goes down is when our theater lights will shine brightest. So, it's Thursday through Sunday at 7 p.m.
Very exciting. Now, you mentioned limited capacity, and of course, we certainly like to support the fine arts at St. Viator, and a lot of that comes through ticket sales. So for those who are not able to get tickets but want to support the program, there is a text to donate opportunity. And if you want to text Fall Play, FALLPLAY, no space, Fall Play to 202-858-1233, you'll get a link that will allow you to make a donation to the Fine Arts Program at St. Viator, and we encourage everyone to take advantage of that and share in keeping the program going the way it would be expected throughout the year. We got a lot of things that we want to see happen with music and dance and theater and so much more, so we encourage everyone to participate there. So we've heard about Girls in the Boat, what you have planned and what you've gone through to get to this point. What about some of your other goals for the department as you look ahead throughout the rest of the year, Megan? What would you like to see happen from the students and from your participation? What we expect going forward?
Yeah, I'm just really hoping to expand the department. Right now, there's only one theater class offered each semester, and I think that there's plenty more that students could study. I think we could offer some more advanced classes. Right now, they're pretty basic, pretty rudimentary classes that are offered, and we've already started something new this fall. We've implemented a drama club, which is going to be a student-run group. So the students elected their board of directors. So we've got an artistic director, an associate artistic director, a marketing director, and a development director that are leading the group. We have our next meeting this Thursday after school. For students, we meet every other Thursday for about 30 or 45 minutes, and it's just whatever they want to do. This week, I know that they're leading some audition workshops, so students can feel prepared when they've got auditions coming up for things like the fall play or in the spring, the musical, things like that. I know a lot of students have interest in doing a self-directed one-act production, like a short play directed by students and stuff, and I think that would be really awesome. So I'm super excited to see what they want to do and what they come up with, because I want this to definitely be their own thing.
Well, sounds like you're bringing a great deal of energy to the program, and that's exciting. Megan, we look forward to talking to you in the months ahead as we continue through the school year at St. Viator, and we wish everyone great success and break a leg with Girls in the Boat, which opens October 1st. Again, outdoor performances, and on October 4th, live stream at 7 p.m., on the St. Viator Facebook page. And again, to support, just text Fall Play to 202-858-1233, and we can do our best to support fine arts at St. Viator. Megan, thanks so much for being with us. We'll talk to you again soon, and thanks everyone for your support, and we'll look forward to upcoming conversations on A Lion for Life podcast.